Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hello there. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It is 6:35 and 40. We'll take a full look at your forecast coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's do some rock news. Well, Mike Shinoda says the members of Linkin Park still aren't sure what their next steps will be. He tells Billboard that the new One More Light live album is part of the healing process after Chester Bennington's suicide in July, and he's happy that their friends convinced them to assemble it. He adds, quote, "While I don't know what comes next for us together or individually, this album is certainly a beautiful way of looking back at the body of work we created with Chester." Shinoda says everyone in the band is still working through grief. Quote, "Some people are having sad days, others are having good days, others are having angry days. And in the constant stress and fear of things like the news cycle, and you've got some exceptional chaos on your hands. Coping with the end of this chapter is obviously devastating, but at the same time, it's also the beginning of the next story." Be interesting to see and what exactly they have planned for 2018 or even later on in the future. Lastly, in some lighter news, the Foo Fighters closed 2017's final episode of Saturday Night Live with an extended performance of Everlong that morphed into a pair of seasonal classics, Darlene Love's Christmas, Baby Please Come Home, and the Vince Guaraldi Trio's Linus and Lucy from A Charlie Brown Christmas. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, it's really cool. I'll try and post it on our website a little bit later on. Dressed in red and white Christmas sweaters with a reindeer motif, Dave Grohl began the medley playing Everlong solo until the band kicked in after the second chorus and things shifted into holiday gear. And they always kick ass. Foo Fighters can't do wrong in my mind, but it was really cool to see them. Like I said, I'll try and get that video posted from SNL a little bit later on. That's your rock news. We'll be back.